With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Rumor from an Atlanta-based sports reporter. Hearing Atlanta talking with Detroit about relief pitcher Shane Green. Price may be too high with young arms, but talking. Now, what does this mean? Take it for what it's worth, right? Reporter in another town.
Well, right away, I don't put much in it because it's price might be too much with young arms. Do you think the Tigers are looking to get young arms?
No.
In return?
Nope.
So I don't put much stock into it. Do I think the Tigers would like to find a trade partner in the Atlanta Braves? Sure. The Braves have, if you look at MLB.com, their top 100 prospect list, the Braves have 8 of them in there, from 49 to 56.
From 49 to 56?
Well, this is strange. I'm not exactly sure how this goes here. It just says they've got 8, and they have numbers associated with them, but they're all in a row, so I'm not sure what that means. But they've got, out of the 8 guys that are on this list, only 3 of them are position players. So
I'm looking at
the outfielders in the third base.
I'm looking at, now this is an Atlanta-based guy, so he's getting a lot of Atlanta-based reaction on Twitter, and I think the reaction on Twitter from Atlanta fans or non-Detroit specific fan group is intriguing. I'm going to read some of these, okay?
Okay.
And again, the tweet was from an Atlanta reporter named Paul Crane. Hearing Atlanta talking with Detroit about right relief pitcher Shane Green. Price may be too high with young arms, but talking. From Zach Nippenberg. Misdirection. They want Boyd. Wouldn't surprise me if they want Boyd. Another one here from Seth Miller, who doesn't seem to be a Detroit fan. I think that's important to point this out before I read this tweet.
All right.
He is based out of Nashville, he says. Acuna, Albies, Sirocco, and Camargo for Green. Done.
Okay. Let's take a look at this. Albies is currently on the Braves roster. He's a second baseman. He's played every game, and he's hitting .259 with 7 homers and 21 RBIs. Ronald Acuna Jr. is like the top prospect they've had over the last several years. He's playing with the Braves. Played in 48 games with 11 home runs, 31 RBIs, and .296 average. The other guy they meant was, what's the guy?
Sirocco.
Mike Sirocco is their top-rated pitching prospect in the minors right now. And then the last one was Johan Camargo, who's a third baseman with the Braves right now. He's played in 38 games, and he's hitting a robust .216, so he'd fit right in with the Tigers
honestly. But seriously, this trade, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Well, and so would everybody else. And
straight up for Acuna, but there's nobody in the world that would trade Acuna for Shane Green.
How about they just put all their prospects in a bowl and we just grab one? Who cares? I mean, I'll take that. I don't even care.
Oh, you see who's in the
studio? Yeah.
Yeah, he's listening.
Braves guy?
Yeah, he's Braves guy over there is definitely paying attention to what's going on.
Here's one from Patrick O'Kennedy. Albies for Green. Done. These are just responses from fans. Again, Atlanta apparently wants Shane Green.
Well, they should want him. Albies is he's only 22 years old. 5'9", 165, switch hitter. And, played every game so far this year. That's nice. In his career, he's played 264 games. So he got his taste. And he's a decent player, sure. Consider it.
But it says for young arms. But
that doesn't make any sense to me.
That seems really weird.
The Tigers are not going to trade. It wouldn't make sense for them to trade for more pitching. Now, do they need bullpen arms? Absolutely, they need bullpen arms. But you feel like you can find bullpen arms in free agency or through your own drafts. That's how you find free bullpen arms.
Do you have the Major League Baseball rankings in front of you? Like the prospect rankings from the whole league? Because I guess what I'm wondering is, can they actually package Shane Green and Matt Boyd and go just raid this system. Give them both of them and raid the system.
Yeah, I have a list in front of me.
Okay.
MLB.com is also kind of reporting this too, saying that the Braves have a lot of pitching prospects the Tigers will be interested in for Shane Green. For me, it's I don't care if it's pitcher, a position. You prefer a position player, but if it's a pitching prospect, you still take it. What am I holding on to Shane Green for? Right? And you never know with these young arms. And like you said, you can move them to bullpen arms or whatever. You got to take what you can when you're the Tigers right now.
Yeah.
As long as it's a good prospect, send him over.
Yeah, I'm looking for, if you're the Tigers and the Braves are calling, and I haven't looked recently. I always feel like the Braves have a loaded system.
Well, because the Braves always have a loaded system. You're very astute with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, their top player is Christian Pache, who's an outfielder, and he's rated 17 out of the top 100 prospects.
Could Boyd and Green be the you know, going to Atlanta? Could Pache and something else come back? Is that realistic?
Yeah, I think sure. Why not? And right now, Pache, he's playing at Double A. He's hitting .284, three home runs, 21 RBIs in 40 games. Is that possible? Sure, that's possible.
Now remember, I'm saying Boyd and Green.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, but we're asking
that's a lot to
we're
give
giving up.
Up
a lot, and we're asking for a lot, right?
Well, maybe you'd want more than a Double A prospect, but he's their 17th rated prospect in all of baseball.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. You want to get in on this? Morning show had a phenomenal topic that I can't wait to talk about this. We'll get to it at 12:08. And mixing your open line calls and ticket texts straight ahead. 97.1. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. 248-539-9797. Okay, we're reacting to a report out of Atlanta. A guy named Paul Crane, who, let me get his credentials to people. Host of Scouts on our podcast. He appears to work with 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. He cites CNN Sports, KTBS, okay, what FSN. We take this with a grain of salt, okay? Look, I mean, it's some Tiger early trade talk. So we're just reading what he tweeted out. Hearing Atlanta talking with Detroit about relief pitcher Shane Green. Price may be too high with young arms, but talking. The young arms thing we both find curious because I wouldn't imagine that the Tigers were interested in young arms. Unless they're, here's the one thing that would make sense. They're just absolutely in love with some young arm in the Atlanta system, and they don't like their position players. I mean, we could sit here and give you two or three guys from the Braves system and position players that are in MLB's top 100 prospects. That doesn't mean the Tigers like those guys.
No, and I've looked at at least three of those prospects the Braves have so far in the top 50 that are pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them have been spectacular this season. That doesn't mean in past seasons they haven't been. And I think all three of them actually have made it to the majors, and they haven't exactly lit it up since they've gotten to the majors.
I have forwarded the possibility that the Tigers include Matt Boyd and just raid their system. Give them a top left-handed pitcher and a top relief arm and raid their system.
Hey, I have no problem with that. And
just a thought.
Yeah. The Braves have a third baseman in their system, Austin Riley, who's rated the 34th best player in all of baseball. Austin Riley's done very well so far this year in the minor leagues. He's a big kid, 6'3", 220, right-handed. And at the AAA level, he dominated. Hit 15 home runs, 39 RBIs, hit .299. Got promoted to the major league club in 7 games with Atlanta. He's hit 3 home runs, has 6 RBIs, and he's hitting .385. His OPS through 7 games. It's a week. 1177. Yes, please.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Chris on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
All right.
Been a Braves fan since I was 5. I grew up there as a kid, but live up here in Detroit. Have MLB subscription, watch them nearly every night, so I'm kind of familiar with these guys. Riley is a stud. You could get him because we're deep at third base. You got Josh Donaldson there right now, so when we've called him up, we've had him at left field. So
Riley, by the way, just so people know, is the one Gator you're in love. Well, in love might be strong.
I just looked at him and said, here's a guy that, he's a third base prospect.
22 years old.
Pretty good.
Big kid, strong kid.
Hits a lot of home runs in his minor league career so far.
Yep, absolutely. And he has lived up to everything that you said in the week that he's been on the team. You know, the team has fallen in love with him. You're not getting Soroka. He is, if you look up his stats this year, he has not given up any more than one earned run in any of his starts. Last week, he had an eight-inning, took a
Let's just circle back here, Chris. You're a Braves guy. Would you do Shane Green for Austin Riley straight up?
No. Nope.
Do you mean yes?
I would not.
Okay, fair enough.
I would not. Now, if you gave, if we start going Shane Green, Matt Boyd, I would consider Austin Riley, that Christian Pache, and then maybe take someone like Kyle Wright.
We'll take who we want if we're giving you all that. 248-539-9797. Yeah,
I can't see Soroka even being on an option because he's pitched so well for the Braves in limited action. He's made seven starts this year. Five of them are quality starts. His ERA is 1.01. His WHIP is 0.87. I don't think that's a guy they want to get rid of.
Brian,
young, talented arms are not things you usually ship out when you're a baseball team.
Brian is next here on 97 on the Ticket. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
Hope all's well.
It is. Thank you.
So I'm actually, you're in Atlanta, and I have very similar thoughts to the previous guy. I'm actually not a Braves fan nor a Tiger fan, but I'm here. But the one thing that you guys, as Tiger fans, might want to try to take advantage of is the fact that there have been so many games blown so frequently by the bullpen that maybe you could ask for Austin Riley. It seems ridiculous because he's won the hearts here of folks in Atlanta. And by the way, he's been up for a week. But one thing is taking advantage of panic. So I'm wondering, I think you guys might be able to do that.
Because they're so desperate to have bullpen help that we've got Shane Green, who's been really good for the Tigers this year, that they may be able to take advantage of that situation.
But I'm wondering if you guys might have to do it within the week because, or 2 weeks because of Kevrel. we'll see.
Yeah, there's that whole thing. I said this earlier this week or late last week that it may behoove the Tigers to move Shane Green earlier than wait till the trade deadline because right now Shane Green can't get much better. He's 15 for 15 in save opportunities. His ERA is 1.35. His WHIP is 0.75. He's been spectacular this season. And I don't know how many save opportunities the Tigers are going to present to Shane Green leading up to the trade deadline. And how is that going to change his demeanor at all on the Hill? Now, he seems to be a guy that's wired that it doesn't matter. He goes in there, he just wants the ball, and he wants to get the job done, doesn't care what the situation is. But I don't know. As the season wears on, the team continues to lose. I wonder if that takes a toll on somebody mentally.
And his value is high.
Very high.
Heck, I was just on a text thread this morning, that complained because obviously they just blew a game to the Giants last night, which is a team obviously the Braves shouldn't be blowing games to. But, that's why I think
Brian,
I wonder if hitting them with the urgency.
Can we circle back to something? You are not a Braves fan.
Oh, no.
You are not a Tigers fan.
No, sir.
And you are in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
And you're calling a Detroit radio station.
Why are you listening to us?
Because you guys are freaking awesome. That's why.
We'll take that. Well, thank you.
I mean, honestly, I don't care about the Lions. I don't care about the Red Wings. I don't care about the Pistons or Tigers. Man, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Don't stop.
Of course, we agree. But
naturally.
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
No, I think you guys are hilarious.
Don't be a stranger. We appreciate it. Interesting.
It was odd.
248-539-9797. Rob and Taylor. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up?
Hey, so just kind of circling back to what you guys are saying about that, like maybe the second baseman for the Braves, that's probably absolutely not going to happen since the contract they just signed them to.
Who are you talking about?
Albies?
That was one that was somebody tweeted at the original report. Yeah, it wasn't us.
Well, it was a ridiculous one because not only was it Albies, it was also Ronald Acuna Jr. And I think it was a minor league pitching prospect who was a good top pitching prospect.
Somebody was messing around, and we would have, Yes, we would take that deal. If anybody's wondering, would we take the deal? The answer is yes.
They take Miguel. Yeah, maybe we'll think about it.
Yeah,
and Darren Helm.
Hey, we got him for 7 years at $30 million. I'd take that too.
What I
honestly think we should hold out for another team that is more desperate for a title chase. I like the Braves system, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think that they're in a win now situation. I think you hold off and you look at a team like the Yankees, the Phillies, or the Brewers that are getting closer to the window closing on them on a World Series push. I think if you go to the Yankees with a closer, I know their bullpen's pretty stacked right now, but they've been injury-ridden all year. I like Clint Frazier a lot out in left field. He has a big bat. And even for the Brewers, they had that second baseman they just called up. I think he'd be very gettable at the deadline if they don't go after Bumgarner. But that's just my opinion.
I think Frazier just hit 2 home runs last night, and he's been one of their top prospect hitters. Valenti's always raved about him. I would take umbrage with the Braves and not wanting to win now. I think the Braves absolutely wanted to win now. And if they've blown games late, then that's what's held them back. I mean, right now they're 2.5 games back of the Phillies in the National League East. And their 26 wins puts them, you know, right in the thick of things when it comes to the playoffs. So if they had a reliable closer, boom.
Forget Albies for green. I'll take Arby's for green. Beef and cheddar.
That sounds good.
That's a difference.
It's roast beef. But, yeah. But they do have the meats. They probably have, I think they have corned beef there too.
They have the meats for sandwiches.
Yeah, they do.
I'm from Atlanta, lived there my whole life until I moved to Shelby Township last September. I'll take Shane Green for Camargo, a positional prospect that y'all desperately need, and a pitching prospect. Well, Johan Camargo is mid-20s, and where is he at? I don't think he's doing great in Atlanta, is he?
This season, no. He's in 38 games, sitting .216 with 13 RBIs and 2 home runs.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.